Paper 8, The Infinite Spirit. Back in eternity, when the Universal Father's first infinite and absolute thought finds in the Eternal Son such a perfect and adequate word for its divine expression, there ensues the supreme desire of both the thought God and the Word God for a universal and infinite agent of mutual expression and combined action. In the dawn of eternity, both the Father and the Son become infinitely cognizant of their mutual interdependence, their eternal and absolute oneness, and therefore do they enter into an infinite and everlasting covenant of divine partnership. This never-ending compact is made for the execution of their united concepts throughout all of the circle of eternity, and ever since this eternity event the Father and the Son continue in this divine union. We are now face to face with the eternity origin of the Infinite Spirit, the third person of Deity. The very instant that God the Father and God the Son can jointly conceive an identical and infinite action, the execution of an absolute thought plan, that very moment, the Infinite Spirit springs full-fledgedly into existence. In thus reciting the order of the origin of the deities, I do so merely to enable you to think of their relationship. In reality, they are all three existent from eternity. They are existential. They are without beginning or ending of days. They are coordinate, supreme, ultimate, absolute, and infinite. They are and always have been and ever shall be. And they are three distinctly individualized but eternally associated persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.